It's Mpumalanga's hottest radio station. You are listening to Rise FM Breakfast. A very good morning to you, and thank you so much for choosing us. It is 10 minutes after 7, and I told you that this morning we're going to be hanging out with a beautiful princess. Her name is Kenya Mabunda. She's 9 years old, soon to turn 10 in July. She's in grade 4 and goes to White River Primary School. Good morning, my beautiful Kenya.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, and yourself?
I'm fine too. You know, I had said that, you know, because there's a lot that you do, that I just want us to focus on the beautiful things that you do. But I also understand that you really just want to play the game, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let me explain the game to you. This is how it works. You don't answer by saying yes.
Okay.
You don't answer by saying no. You don't repeat your answers.
Okay.
Your answers would have to be correct. And I'm only going to give you 1 minute to answer all 10 questions.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you sure you're ready?
I'm ready.
You were born ready. Okay, so here's your timer, little princess. My beautiful Kenya, do you have a favorite subject?
Yes.
Ah, see, I said you can't say yes. Let me give you a second chance. Okay, so you don't answer by saying yes. Instead of saying yes, you have to find an alternative answer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it could be absolutely, it could be correct, it could be true, you know, positive, anything like that. And you are not allowed to answer by saying no.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
100.
100. Okay, let me give you your timer again. All right, my beautiful Kenya, how old are you? Let's start there.
I am 9 years of age.
9 years of age. Are you Miss South Africa?
I am.
I am. What is your favorite subject?
Maths.
Maths. Okay, what is a 20 plus 20 minus 5?
35.
35! Are you in grade 12?
4.
4! What is your favorite color?
Purple.
Purple! What is mommy's name?
Precious.
What is your the name of your school?
White River Primary.
White River Primary. What is 5 plus 4?
9.
Ah, I caught you. Remember, that was your first answer.
Really?
Your first answer was 9.
You're so good.
Okay, so let's see how many you were able to answer correctly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You got 7 out of 10. Yay! Go Kenya! Go Kenya! Go Kenya! Is there anyone that you would like to say good morning to, my love?
I would like to say good morning to my grandfather and all the people who are listening to me, because I know that I have a lot of supporters listening to me right now, and I am so grateful to be here.
Oh, let's talk about the support that you're talking about, because you are doing some amazing things. I mean, you're a finalist in Miss Teen Grand South Africa in the pre-teen category, correct?
Yes.
Tell us about that and why you decided to enter this pageant.
I decided to enter this pageant because I think it's a great opportunity to raise awareness of the problem that litter presents, and also to represent myself and show people who I am, that I am Kenya Mabunda, and I am here to win that crown.
No way! She's 9! No! You can't be 9! You cannot be 9!
Well,
You're so smart, little princess.
Now, let's talk
about the campaigns that you have, the beautiful things that I was talking about earlier. Because you have so many campaigns for your community.
Yes.
What are those things that you do?
So my first campaign was a litter campaign. I want to spread awareness of the problem that litter presents. I do campaigns, environmental campaigns, and school campaigns. And one of the campaigns are littering campaigns, and also a reading campaign.
Yeah.
To just spread awareness of littering, of reading, and to inspire and motivate people to read, because it was really tough getting those books, and I just realized that if it's tough, then that means people don't have storybooks in their house. Let's say they do, but like, it's only for big people and not for small. Like, many of my friends' mothers, they weren't able to donate books because you see, it's reading.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And maybe, you know, they weren't able to read when they were young and stuff like that. That's why they don't have storybooks.
Oh, you know what, Mama? My daughter has a couple of books that she has read.
Yes.
I want to donate those books to you.
Thank you.